I was asked about what types of things people are allowed to buy during the 3 weeks. So I'll come back to a story I think I mentioned a couple of times that happened to me, where I was purchasing a new car and I was in a situation where I thought I was going to go pick up the car on maybe a Thursday, but I was going to pick up the car that day, and I went down and I signed all the paperwork, and then the guy said to me, okay, the car will be ready, you come back and pick it up on Sunday. So I wasn't prepared for that. I thought I was going to be leaving that day with a new car, but it wasn't the end of the world, so I'll come back on Sunday. But it turned out, as I thought about it, that Sunday was Shavuos Betammuz, that you're not really supposed to make purchases and things like that during the 3 weeks because it's not the appropriate time for it. So the question is, what's the reason why we don't buy new things during the 3 weeks, and is there even an inyan? So really, it's not related to an isser to buy new things. There is a comment in the Shulchan Aruch where it says in Simen Tav Kuf Nun Aleph Siv Zayin, so he's talking about the Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. You're not supposed to fix up new garments or shoes or things like that. And I think even you should be machmir for the whole 9 days. And then the Ramah says, so too, you're not allowed to buy them. So that idea in Siv Zayin is Dafka speaking about the Isser to buy new clothing or new shoes during the 9 days. However, later in Sif Yud Zayin, it says, Tov li zayir mi lomar shechiyanu bein ha-mitzarim al pri o al malbush. So it's good to refrain from saying shechiyanu on a new fruit or new clothing. So there, it's not talking about the iser to buy anything new or to fix something up. It's talking specifically about making the bracha of shechiyanu. And this is based on a comment of the Sefer Chasidim in... let me see if I can find the quote. Yeah, Yesh me'achasidim arishonim shelo hayu ochlim pri chadash bein shiva asar b'tamuz l'tisha b'av. There are those who refrain from eating new fruits during the 3 weeks. Ki amru eich nevarach shechiyanu v'kimonu v'giyanu l'sman hazeh v'huzman puranus. How can we say shechiyanu during this time if it's a bad time for the Jewish people? So the Sefer Chasidim has an Eitzah that maybe you could do it on Shabbos. You can make the Shechiyanu on Shabbos. We'll come back to that a little later. But there is a Talmud of the Trumas HaDeshen who notes that his Rebbe, the Trumas HaDeshen, would say Shechiyanu during Bein HaMitzarim, and he didn't have a problem with it at all. So this is a little bit of the issue, not necessarily of buying something new, but of reciting the bracha Shechiyanu. It's not because of the simcha of having something new at that time. That would be the iser during the 9 days of Mishenichnas Av Mema'atim B'Simcha. This is specifically referring to not making the Shechiyanu and saying, thank you Hashem for bringing me to this day, to this time, because this is not a time that we like to be around for. Now obviously, we like to be alive every single day of our life, and we try to be mekayim the idea of ivdu es Hashem b'simcha in our entire lives. But there are different levels of simcha as it applies to different times of the year. So just like we say mishenichmas adar marvin b'simcha, we memayit b'simcha in the month of Av, and we try to refrain from referencing this time in a bracha. Fine. So this is the. This is the basic idea that we have, not to recite a Shechiyanu during this time. In terms of whether or not we want to make a Shechiyanu on Shabbos, so we mentioned that the Sefer Chasidim allows it. However, it's actually two days in the Magen Avram LaHalacha, where he quotes a machlokes, and he doesn't he's not machriya the machlokes. There are those poskim who are mekel. There's actually an interesting chilek. The pri chadash has a chilek between a beged chadash versus a pri chadash. He's mekel by the pri chadash, and he's machmir by the beged chadash. He says when we have a beged chadash, so you have a lot of extra simcha during that time. Now, it's noteworthy that many of the great poskim of our time point out that it's not really the types of begadim that we would buy during this time that require shachianu. Really, the types of begadim that we buy don't require shachianu. Even a new suit is not that exciting unless it's the type of thing you would only do once in a very long while that you would get a new suit. But if a type of person who wears suits to work or things like that, you don't make a shachianu on a new suit when you buy one. I believe the Pesach Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Moshe Feinstein, and others, that new suits are not that, you know, they don't have that much. But in those days, it was considered more of a simcha to put on a new beged than it was to have a new fruit, and therefore we're more machmir. We don't say the shechianu on the new beged on Shabbos, but we do say the shechianu on the new fruit on Shabbos. That was a possibility in Pesach Halacha as well. So getting back to the shaila that I was faced with, was I allowed to pick up the car on Shavuos B'Tammuz if it was going to be a situation where one might have to make a shechianu? So really, it's not a shaila at all. Because the bracha, as we pointed out, of shechianu is not it's not an isser of simcha. It's just the words of the shechianu are the types of words that you don't want to say during the period of Bein HaMitzarim. Therefore, when you get the new car, the bracha that you're actually supposed to make, if it's a family car, something that you share with your wife and your kids, etc., so then it's not a she'achiyanu, rather it's a bracha of hatov v'hametiv. It's the bracha of hatov v'hametiv that you enjoy something, and also you enjoy sharing it with others. And therefore, it is mutter to make the bracha of hatov v'hametiv. I actually just saw recently, I didn't see it in the original source that's quoted in, I saw it in the Mo'adim L'Simcha, quoted from the Sefer Kovitz Bein HaMitzarim, B'Shem Rav El Yashiv on page 5, that it says, Mutter liknos mazgan chadash lebayis. It's mutter to buy a new air conditioner during the period of 3 weeks. The mashinesar k'nias tevarim amasamchim u'mishum de'ein mevarchim shechianu b'yam ha'mela. That's just because of the Yisra of the bracha of shechianu. Ach, the k'nias mazgan shehu lo ulacherim. If it's usually you get an air conditioner for your house, it's for you and it's for the whole family. So birchaso atova meitiv lochein efshar leknoso ad rosh chodesh. So you're allowed to buy it until the 9 days begin. Similarly, quotes from the Stei Chemed that even on the day of Tisha B'Av itself, it would still be, if you were chayef to say birchas hagomel, you would say the bracha birchas hagomel. Again, nothing to do with a specific type of simcha. Rather, you are recognizing and having hakar satov for the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu took care of you, and therefore there's no isser on birchas hagomel at all.